I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Each year, the U.S. State Department releases its annual Religious Freedom Report. This report talks about the state of religious freedom in countries around the world. And this year, the report examines South Korea's actions towards the Voice of the Martyrs Korea's balloon launches. Eric Foley doesn't worry about whether or not his religious freedoms have been violated, but he does want to continue serving the North Korean church. Ask God to supply wisdom. And recent attacks left four Indonesian believers dead as terrorists razed their homes and a house church. Tim Nye, interim president and CEO of Wycliffe Associates, says the tragedy underscores Indonesia's deep need for scripture. Bible translation isn't easy in the archipelago. Humidity and frequent flooding also pose a threat to anything in paper form. Enter Wycliffe Associates Bible Translation Acceleration Kits, or BTACs. Get the details and sponsor a kit at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.